You know what I was thinking about? How insane and harmful it can be for your future to dictate what the love should look like for you going forward if you didn't like how people loved you in your past. Now, I'm not talking about taking the positive things on what you liked and how people loved you in the past. I'm talking about comparing or speaking into existence or the present of what you did not like about how someone loved you in the past. If it's not relevant, stop speaking about it. And I think a lot of people have a hard time letting go of what they didn't like for the sake of saying something. Sometimes you can shut the hell up. Sometimes, if no one asked you, hey, have you experienced this in your relationship in the past? Stop bringing it up, because a lot of people don't understand how we can easily speak negative things into existence in our present when we hated what we had to deal with in our past. So, the love you thought you knew could be like bottom tier to the love that is in your future, you know, in your destiny. You know what I'm saying? And if what I loved from the people in my past can be 10 times over duplicated in my future lover, great. Tony the Tiger, great. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to keep having discussions on what I didn't like, what was negative. I don't want to keep bringing that up. It's kind of like when you're in a relationship with another person. If you saying that you forgave them for something wrong in their past with you, stop bringing it up. Stop using it as a slap in the face whenever it's convenient for you. Because you become a liar in forgiveness, right? And I can speak on this because I'm gonna honestly tell you, I'm not a forgiving person. Once I give you a space to be honest or to let me know something, or there was never any negative reason on why you couldn't come to me and let me know X, Y, and Z, and you pursued it out of, oh, she won't know, let me do this. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, if you go so long watching someone and observing someone be sneaky or be manipulative to anyone around them, it could be a relative, it could be a friend, it could be, you know, the person they're in a current relationship with. How can you look at them and be like, oh, I fully 100% trust this person with everything? Or I fully 100% trust this person in the future to be in this position for me, because you start to watch them in a habit take advantage of the unknown to someone else, the blind eye to someone else, in order to get their needs met. And so a lot of times, I find myself thinking about how great of a morning I will have with someone who is showing up in my life in the right way. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. Dusty, but I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can
With just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay?
What does that look like? How are we supporting each other in the morning? What does talks in bed before we both get up and start moving look like? What does midday look like? What does lunch with this person look like? What does rides with this person look like? What does it look like with, you know, us running errands? What does it look like with us actively dating each other, you know, after the marriage? 2 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in old age, what does it look like when, you know, I'm sick? What needs would I want met? How would I want them to show up? How would I want them to, you know, show love and appreciation to my nephews, my nieces, my brothers? How would I want them to excel in their own passions? What does that look like? You know, what were vacations with the right man look like for me? You know, what do I want to do? What is something that I've always wanted to do with a man, but didn't trust a man in my past enough to do those things, that I would now be able to do with someone who is consistently showing up for me, consistently showing up for themselves, consistently showing up for their kids? What does it look like to support a confident, self-driven, creative, honest man? What does it feel like to be in a relationship with someone you don't have to second guess? Do they have my best intentions in this? You know, do I feel protected? What does it look like to be protected by someone mentally, emotionally, physically, financially? You know, it's a lot that I would love to experience, but I don't want to experience with someone who's temporarily just around, or someone who maybe one day I might show you a good time, or we might enjoy ourselves, or, you know, if, you know, maybe I might, you know, if you're available. Like, if it's an if, I'm not even excited. You know, I'm just at a point where I'm only excited about shit I can be sure about. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm saying this to say, do not negate what is being currently set up for your future just because you can't see it or you haven't experienced it. Do not talk down on what can happen for you. And when it comes to you being better, you being great, you can only be those things if you believe you can be those things, right? You will only find success if you truly believe you will find success with the effort you're currently putting in. You can't sit here and want the greatest person if you're not currently being the greatest you. You can't want the most loving person if you're not being a loving person to yourself, a loving person to people around you. You cannot
want to find comfort in a relationship with someone else, if you cannot set up the proper boundaries in order to have a successful relationship with someone else, right? And that's why people say you have to be the image of who you're looking for, not physically, you know what I'm saying? Tone down on the workouts, ladies. But I'm just saying, like, y'all gotta match. I truly want to love someone else in a wholesome way, like, love how they think, love how they show empathy, love how they show up for themselves, love how they respect themselves, love how they consistently stay on course of their goals, how they see things through, how they prioritize their day-to-day, just really being the essence of someone that works, you know what I'm saying? And works spiritually, works mentally, works emotionally, works physically, who is patient and willing to learn, willing to discuss, willing to compromise on things, you know, and have fun and have a sense of humor and be goofy and know when to be serious and respect the way that I parent. I want to respect the way that they parent, understand my want for a healthy diet. And when I say a healthy diet, I'm speaking visually, mentally. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones, and the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Emotionally, what I eat, what I listen to, what I watch, what the kids watch, you know, someone who understands we ain't trying to retire at 70, you know what I'm saying? We trying to retire when we ready, and understanding that life is a gift. It's not a guarantee. You know, seeing some people get those G's messed up, mixed up, you know, and being grateful every day. And currently, even though I don't know where they are building their relationship with their creator, and they have a foundation and they have a faith-based way of thinking, and they know how to deal with their doubt, they know how to deal with their anger, they know how to communicate properly, they can comprehend things that are being told to them, they understand that everyone doesn't need to know every problem that's in a relationship you want to keep building with a person, working with a person, understanding when it's time to start anew, time to close the old. And that goes in business, that goes in friendships, that goes in, you know, workships, you know, people who you've known for years that are not used to a new boundary you might create, how to properly talk to them, you know. I'm getting older and I'm at a point where I'm just like, I don't want to talk to a person who's not self-aware to know that the tone in which they speak to people matters sometimes more than the message, and sometimes vice versa. You can have a certain tone with someone, and based upon that tone, your message, you know, did they hear you? Do they understand? You know what I'm saying? And it's all these little things that have the power to end relationships and start relationships. I think this idea of always being in love with the person you've been in a relationship with for a very long time without effort is a false narrative. I feel like you constantly have to figure out ways to fall in love with each other over a period of time. And yeah, the longer I'm not building with a man, the harder that is to practice, because practicing with the wrong people can change the course of what you say you wanted versus what you're doing. And I say this to say, don't feel bad about being picky or particular about characteristics, standards, and values that you may have for the people in your life, because the people in your life that want to be in your life will understand and respect what those core value systems are. And so, I don't know. The love we thought we knew, you know, you learn through relationships, and that's a choice too. Some people just be in relationships just to be in relationships, and they don't learn anything, and they end up changing faces but dating the same personality and people. But I think I said enough. But yeah, think about that. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. You can find me at Shanby Podden on the internet streets. And if you want to contact me for any ads to run on the show, please let me know. I drop twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Y'all see it. Good luck on you catching up. Some episodes are long, some episodes aren't. But I'm just trying to be available to y'all and get these thoughts out here so people can think on a better level. Peace. I also think it's fine to want a better love from someone in your future, but a lot of people don't talk about how do you support that love that you're getting from that person. And what I mean by that is I could speak for women. A lot of women want a great man, a supportive man, a man that could lead, as someone who can protect them, someone who will listen to them, someone who can give to them, show up for their children, you know, court them, make them feel beautiful, blah, 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 right? But there's not enough women who are actively supporting their mate, their husband, their partner, speaking on what does supporting a man like this look like. And a lot of that looks like active listening to what he's saying when he's talking, and showing that you heard him through your actions. Sometimes that looks like giving him the space to think it through before coming at him with another question. Sometimes that looks like checking in with him when he's not in the greatest mood, but not being annoying by it. Sometimes that looks like showing up for his parents because his plate is full, showing up for the kids, maybe taking the kids out for Saturday solo so they can have time, making sure that what they think they need to do, they don't have to do because you already did it, so they can rest. And I think for anyone who wants to keep a man around or show that they are an asset to that man's life, you have to figure out how you can take things that he has to get done off his plate without overstepping. And I think women who are not married have to think about it that way. But women who are married, I should think it should be like an expectation that, of course, my wife would want to help me. Of course, my wife would want to support me. I think if a man is looking at doing business in a certain lane that he's new to, you also doing the research for the better options. Because when you have one household and you want the household to be its greatest, both of your decisions are your decisions, if I'm making sense. Like, both of your losses are your losses. Both of your gains are your gains. Because especially when you have kids, like, y'all both want the best for those kids. So you want to make sure both of you are in the best position. So do the research on the new business that he's doing. Do the research on his competition. Help him get the best person to help him with the new business. Make sure you keep track of due dates for things, updates for documentation. Make sure, as far as like tax purposes, you track what needs to be saved for tax purposes. Make sure you're checking in with the accountant. Make sure that you're being mindful of emergencies that may come up. Like, the worst thing a woman can do is add more stress to a man's plate when he already had things on his plate before he met you. You know, figure out how can you be a happy addition to his life. And a lot of women don't think about that part, because when it comes to a man, a lot of women think automatically, what is he going to do for me? What am I going to get? But I think you also have to get to know your man's needs, get to know what is overstepping with your man, get to know how your man wants to be loved, and get to know your man's triggers, and do not manipulate or play with those triggers when it's convenient for you, because you might be feeling neglected or slighted or left out. Or if you need attention, you need to know how to ask for, I need your attention more, in a nice way. If you need personal time with him, you need to learn how to ask for personal time in a nice way. If you don't think a decision that that man is making is smart, you need to learn how to speak to him in a loving way to allow him to pause and reconsider the decision that he is making. But you don't want to leave shoulda, woulda, couldas on the table with your husband. You don't want to leave shoulda, woulda, couldas on the table in your relationship. And I say this all the time. I never ended any of my past relationships until I exhausted the options on how they can work. Like, I had to be completely sure that this is not going to work now, and this is not going to work for my future based on these cons that you have characteristic wise. It wasn't, oh, you don't have enough money. It was never about money. It was never about clothes. It was never about what they drove. It was never about where they worked. It was character flaws that I knew there's no way my future self or now would be willing to compromise with and allow this to be okay. And I think that's my full thought on this. Okay, now I feel like it's a complete episode. Now I feel like I've said enough. Can I get an amen? Amen.